The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Yo, what's good, everyone? It's DJ Untold, and I'm going to give y'all a brief introduction on what I'm going to talk about in the course of the podcast. In Open Eyes, I'll be talking about past and modern conspiracy theories of every genre.
The following episode of Open Eyes is just theories and assumptions. Your discretion is advised. What's good, y'all? It's DJ Untold, and welcome to the fourth episode of Open Eyes. We're going to be deep diving into some weird conspiracy theories and connecting of aliens, and how I think that they're the reason on why they make certain decisions in the sports basketball world in the past and present time in today's age. From what I'm saying is that I think aliens are the main reason on why sports events turn out to be the way it is because of the decision that was made in the sports world of aliens affecting the outcome. I thought of this idea because recently I saw the movie called Space Jam with the NBA star Michael Jordan, and I thought that with connecting my theories of how aliens are shapeshifters and impersonating famous celebrities and connecting some ideas of the movie like Space Jam did, as well as connecting to some NBA players that are aligned with my theories of aliens. With how dumb it sounds, I found great backup information that are linked into the basketball sports world and how I possibly think that these aliens are just messing around and turning the outcome of the sports world differently of how it was supposed to be. But first, there are a number of sports in the world, but I'll be talking about my favorite sport of all time, basketball. Personally, my favorite sport to play and watch. I've been on social media pretty often with following basketball pages, and I've seen some out of this world clips that seem to pass human limits, but it goes beyond us with how these basketball players are built. Like, I've seen some basketball influencers having a 70-inch vert and doing some tricks with the ball in the air at the same time. It's crazy how that they're passing human limits, but I do think that people with that are considered having alien technology, but I'll be going over that soon. In the basketball world, especially in the NBA, today we see players who are breaking the norm of being not normal, like Kevin Durant, who is a 7-foot basketball player that moves like a point guard, and Victor Wembanyama, who's a 21-year-old and is 7'4", that also moves like a guard. If you guys are unaware, in NBA world, every NBA fans and players call Victor Wembanyama the alien because of his unbelievable height and how agile he is with the body he has. Kevin Garnett, who is the NBA champion with the Boston Celtics, call him an alien with how crazy he moves with the God-given talent he has, or the alien-given talent he has. Another player that I think is breaking the norm of not being normal and is secretly an alien is LeBron James. I say this because with how his skills and mindset in the NBA are literally beyond human limits, and with how fast he is and how fast thinking he is in the basketball court and his versatile, he has to be an alien for sure with that movement, because no human being can move like that who is just as big as him. Last player that I think is fully an alien and is out of this world with his controversy takes is Kyrie Irving. I say this because with how fast he moves the ball with his fingertips, it's like he's using some type of alien technology that makes him use some magnetic finger technology that can make him and the ball faster when he's dribbling. Another suggestion that makes me think that he's also an alien is his viral clip a couple years ago, and it was him, Kyrie Irving, defining gravity. If you guys don't know, it's him defining gravity by Kyrie leaning 60 degrees without any help, He's leaning like he's Michael Jackson in a music video. But it's wild that it's just him defining human limits and how he's defining them. Sounds like he's some type of alien, but who knows? Also, in the video clip, it looks like he's meditating as well, which looks like it's helping him lean side to side. It could be him using alien powers that we're not aware of, but with Kyrie Irving and his ideas, he had a huge controversy with him stating that the Earth is flat. He personally said that in a podcast and stated that it's not even a conspiracy theory. The Earth is flat. From that, how would he know that the Earth is flat? The only way that he could know is him actually being an alien and knowing the real universe of the world. Last and only idea with Kyrie and his controversy is him not taking the COVID vaccine. I know that some people refuse to take it because of religion beliefs, but I do think that the reason why he didn't take it is because of his alien blood, and it would not go well with the COVID vaccine. I also feel like that the aliens have their own technology where they have their own type of vaccine where they just hop on the pod for a couple of minutes and get healed in a matter of seconds. But that's my theory. Connecting with all of these four NBA players that I name out, my theory is that they're either an alien or using some type of alien device that is giving them these superhuman performances in the basketball court. Because there's no way that Victor Wembanyama, who is 7'4", moving like Steph Curry, and is shooting just like him as well. It's like that monster little aliens from Space Jam taking over his body and started making him move like he's not 7'4". I'm pretty sure that if me and Victor Wembanyama go on a race right now, he would totally destroy me with how long his legs are and how fast he moves. But these four specifically would change the outcome of the basketball and NBA future. I say this because they're aliens and I know that they're doing what they're doing so they could change the course of the NBA. Like Kevin Durant going to Golden State, which changed both of the team's outcomes of the future, knowing that the aliens know what is coming soon. From what I'm saying is that Kevin Durant, who is secretly an alien, wanted to be in the Golden State so he could change the future. Oklahoma City Thunder getting all of these several first round picks for their future and can use them as assets to get better players, and also him making other players switching to other teams because of Kevin Durant, the secret alien that is messing in time and is changing the outcome in the NBA and to the fans by messing up with their emotions. Also with Kyrie, with his alien ability to define gravity, joined forces with Kevin Durant back in 2019 in the Brooklyn Nets. Does this sound pretty obvious that these aliens want to join forces and mess around in the NBA, which they did? They were barely playing with each other and for the team they played for with the Brooklyn Nets for personal reasons, but really it's just them not wanting to play for the team, just for them to mess around in Brooklyn and for the league's revenue. Not to mention, Kyrie also played alongside with LeBron James in 2015 with both of their unhumanly skills, brought the joy to every fan, but also changed the course of the league by discovering a monster that is named Steph Curry, which made Kevin Durant to join the team and made every single player in the league to join forces now. Which I assume that is their plan all along, since they want to change the future and history of the sports basketball world. Talking about history of the NBA players, compare to right now of the league players, and we put them side by side and imagining them playing 1v1. Today's players, especially Victor Wembanyama, would destroy players from the 70s and 80s. That's what I think. And I know a fact that players back then, especially players in the 60s, would praise Victor Wembanyama, because with how he actually looks like an alien, with how tall he is, and his basketball skill sets, he would definitely block every shot of theirs without him even trying. Like, dude, his wingspan is literally another person's height, which is freaking crazy to me. Just his body frame looks like an alien. And you know what's more wild? His signature logo is literally an alien face from the shoe brand Nike. Like, search it up right now. Victor Wembanyama shoe logo from Nike. It's literally an alien face. It's not a coincidence, you know. That is all the information that is needed to convince that he's actually an alien celestial being from another planet. And low-key, his accent is just different, where it kind of sounds like another human being or human or celestial being, if you guys know what I mean. Going off track, the reason on why I believe that these aliens are going to mess around in the league's future is because I feel like something bigger is coming. Possibly an alien can do everything in the court, where it can be the best player of all time and can start climbing through the ranks of points, blocks, steals, and more. I feel like he could be better than LeBron James' whole legacy and this upcoming star of Victor Wembanyama. These four players that I named earlier changed the league so much that one specific team can get this upcoming player in the near future and can start ruining other teams in the league and make every NBA fan and player hate this guy. And that team that I assume that will get this alien prospect that can do everything in the court is the Oklahoma City Thunder, or OKC for short. It's like a domino effect. When KD left OKC back in 2016 to join the Golden State Warriors so that OKC Thunder can get all of these future first round picks to get this upcoming alien that is waiting in his pod to get his career started. And even though if those several first round picks doesn't project in the first pick, OKC would honestly trade them and their players on the roster for assets and possibly get their future alien in the league who can destroy all of these players' and fans' dreams of winning the NBA championship. All just because of one of the aliens left the team and started messing around and gave his old team a chance to become one of the greatest in the NBA and want that team to be in the same status as the Los Angeles Lakers, Boston Celtics, Chicago Bulls, and the Golden State Warriors. Here's another idea of mine, not related to Kevin Durant, who is secretly an alien and wanting his old team to get a chance to become the greatest team in NBA history, but it's a story back in 2009, where a player named Gilbert Arenas had an incident where he brought a weapon into the Washington Wizards locker room and wanted to fight over his teammate named Javaris. My theory is that his teammate Javaris found that Gilbert Arenas is not human, but secretly another celestial being, which brings in Gilbert Arenas pulling his weapon around to his teammate and started blackmailing him to the point where Javaris can't tell no one and he would end up dying if he would. That is just crazy to me. Just imagine you finding out that your teammate is not even one of us, and the next time you know it, that there's a weapon in front of your face in the locker room. All in all, that is my theories about aliens in the basketball sports world. Even though it might not be true, but all of these facts, videos, and information are aligned with my views of aliens messing around in this world and in the NBA league. So they can project their number one alien in the league and start destroying every franchise. Also, that is the end of my theory of aliens as well. With this three-part series of me talking about aliens and how they are affecting this world. If you guys made it this far, thank you for listening. And stay tuned for episode 5, where it will be Halloween theme. This is DJ Untold, and thank you for listening to Open Eyes. And always, stay mysterious.